you for joining Stories for Kids. I'm your story master, Mir. Are you ready to continue today's adventure? Felicity and the Two Friendly Frogs. Well, you just get comfy and let me find where we left off.
"It talks," exclaimed the woodcutter. Those talking bushes are the worst kind. I'd better get it out of here before anyone gets hurt."
"No, wait," cried Average Frog, as the woodcutter picked her up, but the woodcutter just ignored her cries and carried her under his arm.
Average Frog never finished eating the front door made of lollipops, and Dolly remained trapped in the witch's cage.
"That's it," said the witch. "I win. I get to keep Dolly."
"Not so fast," said Felicity. "There's still one more front door to go. The front door of the house made of chocolate. And I haven't even had a turn yet."
"I don't have to give you a turn," laughed the witch. "Ha! My game, my rules. Ha ha."
The woodcutter's voice carried through the forest.
"I think you should give her a shot. It's only fair."
"Fine," said the witch. "But you saw what happened to the frogs. She won't last long."
"I'll be right back," Felicity said.
"What?" said the witch. "Where's your sense of impatience? I thought you wanted Dolly back."
To be continued. Thank you for joining me on another adventure. Good night and sweet dreams.